Hello, friend, and welcome to Daily Treasure, a devotional podcast by Sharon Betters, produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. Today's devotional is Sharing All Things. And today's treasure, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts. Acts 2:42-47. In our today's treasure verse, we see a practical application of the power of Christian community. In response to the teaching of the Word, early Christians committed to doing life together. They live out Jesus in their daily lives, and they did this by depending on one another. It was in this community that they learned how to forgive, serve, and love. They experienced contentment. The verse says they received their food with glad and generous hearts. That led to generous sharing with others. Chuck would often say that during a worship service, he thought that if he wore suspenders and someone cut them, he would just fly up to heaven. The power of worshiping the living God with other believers filled his heart with such great joy, he experienced a taste of heaven. These new believers experienced a taste of heaven. Our scripture says, awe came upon every soul through living life with their community group. Doing life together broke them out of a selfish mindset, showing them the power of living life together as God's people. A Jesus-centered small group creates an environment that encourages our sanctification and helps us to mature as a Christian. Note how Paul explains that God gave gifts for the purpose of helping Christians to grow. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Ephesians 4:11-16. If your heart's desire is to no longer be a child tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes, then intentionally commit to doing life in the context of a Christ-centered community. Attending once is not a lifelong commitment. Check out different small groups in your church, Sunday school class, life groups, a weekly family night Bible study. Prayerfully consider the best match for you and commit to regular attendance.
Friends, thanks so much for joining us for our pilgrimage fueled by hope. And wherever you are in your journey, as you travel on toward your ultimate destiny, which is heaven, if you know Jesus, it's our hope and prayer that these devotionals are one way that God is using to equip you for this pathway and to help turn your heart toward Jesus. And as you are going along the way, it's our prayer that you will offer biblical encouragement to those who cross your path. One of the reasons why I wrote Treasures of Encouragement was because so many shared with me that they, in their own dark places, had not received the kind of biblical encouragement that we had received. And we knew that it was because people just didn't know how to be biblical encouragers. And even churches, church communities, church families did not understand. And so that is one of the reasons for writing Treasures of Encouragement, to help equip those who long to obey the call to be a biblical encourager. You can learn more about Treasures of Encouragement by going to treasuresofencouragement.org. That's treasuresofencouragement.org. And one way that you can be an encourager to us is to leave a comment. Go to helpandhopenow.org and tell us how God is using Daily Treasure or one of our other resources to help turn your heart toward Jesus. That's helpandhopenow.org. And when you do, we are going to put your name in a drawing, and we are going to pick out three people this month and send you a special gift. Again, that's helpandhopenow.org, where you can leave your note, and it's treasuresofencouragement.org, where you can learn more about biblical encouragement. I'm Sharon Betters. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.